Day 1 of Elders and Youth has wrapped up in Anchorage today. The annual conference precedes the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention each fall, designed to strengthen intergenerational connections and share Indigenous knowledge around the state. In front of a crowded ballroom in the downtown Dena'ina Center, Patuk Glenn gave an introduction to this year's theme in Inupiaq and English.
Our ancestors are our fire.
The elder keynote address came from Ugiaktuk Wesley Eichen, who at age 92 was introduced as the oldest man in Utqiagvik, a whaler, reindeer herder, tradesman, and community leader throughout his life. Eichen told young members of the audience to seek out what the tools would be that would best equip them to support themselves in modern life. In his time, that meant hunting and learning whatever trades he could in his community.
I wish I had higher education myself, but I try to make a living what I can do in my hometown. I'm a carpenter, I'm a mechanic, heavy equipment operator.
Generally, Elders and Youth is an less overtly political event than AFN, but this year state politics looms large. A group that formed last year, Native Peoples Action, presented on efforts to mobilize Indigenous votes in the upcoming November elections. During a panel on Alaska Natives entering state government, Juliana Clock told the crowd she'd been able to channel anger over racial disparities she saw growing up in Caltag into action, working as an analyst for the governor's office.
The knowledge we gain from the people who lift us up, from our parents and our grandparents, our elders and our ancestors, is just as valuable as the Western certificates that we gain in schools. And it's important to get those too. We are equal to all the people in those rooms, and we have a place at the table, and we have a voice.
Though far from a campaign stump speech, Governor Bill Walker's address touched on several recent events. Walker noted how much he's learned about Indigenous languages since coming into office, but says signing a recent administrative order on the issue was overshadowed by the funeral in Kotzebue for 10-year-old Ashley Johnson Barr just a day before.
I celebrate all the great things that happened in Alaska while I'm governor. But I take full responsibility for everything that's bad that happens in Alaska because I'm governor. And I take that very seriously. And so as I sat through that service, the 2.5 hours in Kotzebue, all I could think of was, what could I have done differently? What could I have done as governor to make sure that hadn't happened? Make sure that never happens again.
Walker is in a tough three-way race for re-election where recent polling has Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy at a significant advantage. The Elders and Youth Conference wraps up on Wednesday.